To be beautiful is to be healthy. It's time for Beauty Inside Out with hosts Lisa Davis and the star of the show, David Pollack.
Recently, I reorganized our bedroom and I cleaned out the closet and I felt so good about it. But then I realized, you know, it looks really good, but what is lurking in there? And David, I think there might be some toxic secrets going on, and I'm not talking about gossip. So, you know, what have you heard about toxins in our environment? Maybe a little gossip. Okay.
I have heard you keep a messy house. No, yeah. I have a feeling today's guest is going to go further than me just not cleaning up enough. And our guest, I'm excited, is Ron and Lisa, who many may already recognize the name because they're the green gurus. They've helped many celebrities. They've helped millions of people when they appear on Rachel Ray, Suzanne, The Doctors, Fox and Friends, Chelsea Lately, and I can go on and on and on. But I want to welcome Ron and Lisa to the show. How you doing?
Hello, David and Lisa.
Doing great. So between the four of us, we're going to squeeze in a few things. And one thing I want to hit, you really piqued our interest. We often talk about toxic chemicals in products or beauty products and foods, but you talk about them in the house, and more particularly today, what's hiding in our bedroom. What do you mean by that?
Absolutely. Well, you know, our bedroom, in Ron and I's expert opinion, we're building biologists, so we study how environments affect your health. And the bedroom is the most important room in the home. And it's usually the room that gets the most neglected. You know, when we buy a new home or remodel, the two rooms that everyone focuses on is the bathroom and the kitchen. But we're here to tell you today, there are a host of unseen toxins lurking in your bed, your mattress, your pillow, and your entire bedroom. And we're going to show you how to spot those and eliminate them so you can start sleeping more soundly, waking up more refreshed, and just overall feeling better.
Oh, that's great. Now, Lisa, I have this amazing organic mattress. Does that help? Is that going to make a difference?
Lisa, you are a show-off.
You're on the right track.
You really are, because you're absolutely right, because there are so many chemicals, and, you know, David, I'm probably preaching to the choir with you, but literally the manufacturing process into creating a standard conventional mattress, unfortunately, has a lot of chemicals, like commonly known ones like benzene and formaldehyde, to some uncommon ones from isonates and methanol chloride. And all of these things, unfortunately, through prolonged exposure to these volatile organic compounds, have been linked to like cancer, damage to the heart, the liver, central nervous system, kidneys. I mean, it goes on and on, and there's many reasons for it, because it's a multi-step process to manufacture a mattress. In particular, there's more chemicals in a polyurethane memory foam mattress as well.
And so you just hit on
we
it.
We want to be like Lisa. What's that, David?
I was just going to ask, what about the foam mattresses? Because you see them advertised. So you're saying they're even worse.
Yes, they are. You know, when you think about your bed in general, most of the materials in your bed are synthetic. And so they're derived from petroleum. I mean, the word polyurethane foam, that's petroleum derived. Then you've got polyester, you know, anything that sounds like a plastic is, and it's derived from petroleum, which is not what we want.
So what do we do?
Well, that's a great question, and we do have solutions. So what we want to really do is get back to natural fibers, natural fabrics, and fabrics that heal. So there's three chemicals in particular that I want to highlight that are in most mattresses. You're going to be really surprised when you hear what these are, because chances are you're sleeping on them. Well, Lisa, maybe not you, since you have an organic mattress. Number
and
one,
my daughter
is
isn't either, by the way. My nine-year-old daughter also has an organic mattress.
It's so important. Yeah, it's so important, especially for children, because they breathe more air pound for pound and eat more pound for pound than adults. And so we, you know, they sleep more, they eat more, and so they're absorbing these chemicals and toxins on a, you know, higher basis than adults. So it's really important for children and babies especially. So number one is formaldehyde. You know, what do you think of when you think of formaldehyde? You think of the science experiment with the frog. Formaldehyde is a preservative, and it's an inexpensive preservative. And when you buy sheets or bedding or linens that are labeled easy care, wrinkle-free, no iron, guess what? Chances are those fabrics have been treated with formaldehyde, and that's actually what keeps the fabric from wrinkling.
I didn't know that.
And formaldehyde is a carcinogen. You do not want to be sleeping in that. You know, our skin is our largest organ, as you very well know, David, and it absorbs, you know, 60% plus of what we put on it. And so if we're sleeping, we're literally dousing ourselves in this chemical. So definitely avoid that. Number two, cotton is a crop, and a lot of people don't think about this, but when you go out and you buy cotton sheets or cotton linens, they are treated with pesticides unless they're certified organic. In fact, 25% of the world's insecticides are sprayed on cotton. So don't be fooled just because you're buying something cotton. You want to make sure that it's certified organic. And you can look for those third-party certifications that you'll see on the label that tell you, yes, in fact, this is certified organic. And the third toxin that's prevalent in all mattresses, unless you've gotten an organic mattress, is flame retardant chemicals. These are extremely dangerous and extremely toxic. It's now a federal standard that all mattresses have to meet the flame torch test. So what they do is they take a large flame and they ignite the mattress to see how long it's going to take to burn. And this is all based on, you know, if there was a spear accident, you know, it's meant to protect you. But actually, it's not protecting us. It's harming most of us because these chemicals are extremely toxic. They're endocrine disruptors, so they mimic with our hormonal system and wreak havoc, basically. And the chemicals that they use are anything from chlorinated trist to polybrominated diphenyl ethers to boric acid, antimony, the list goes on. But when you go to buy a mattress, you see the tag that says, yes, this mattress has in fact been tested, but they don't tell you what they used. So chances are it's extremely toxic, and you don't want to be breathing that in every night. So what do? You do what Lisa does, what Lisa just did, and you buy an organic mattress that actually does not have toxic chemicals. And one of the materials that they use instead of these toxic flame retardants is wool. Wool is a natural flame retardant, and it actually can be used in organic mattresses instead of the toxic flame retardant. So it's so important to be looking for those organic mattresses.
No, I know another
big problem. I think I got you guys speechless.
I am.
That's really difficult.
I'm busy making notes.
Figuring out. I'll give you some suggestions for good organic mattresses. I was going to say, is carpet. Carpet is really bad, isn't it? Brand new carpet, unless you get organic.
Oh, yeah. Carpet is extremely bad. That's a great question because most bedrooms do have carpeting, and carpeting harbors, let alone bacterial and microorganisms, I mean hundreds of millions of microorganisms, but you track everything from the bottom of your shoes into the carpet, and the carpet acts as in a sink and an emitter, so it traps in all this dirt, dust, fecal matter, you name it. But the carpet itself, the process of it, I mean, they use toxins in the adhesives, in the backing, and even the fibers themselves with toxic dyes. And what if they have stain and water-resistant treatments on top of that? You've got volatile organic compounds, which Ron just mentioned, VOCs that are off-gassing into the air you breathe. And so, you know, you can see how this quickly becomes a very dangerous environment that you're spending 8 hours a night in when you're breathing in VOCs from the mattress itself, from the linens, and even from the carpeting.
It's amazing because I'm a chemical geek for cosmetics, so I ramble off all these chemicals. I think that's where you left me speechless as I'm listening to all these going, and I'm familiar with a lot of them, but I'm like, I didn't realize that. I was so proud I had cotton sheets, and then you're hitting flame retardant and wrinkle-free, and I'm thinking, all of a sudden I started thinking I'm traveling tomorrow, and I'm bringing my wrinkle-free shirts, and I'm going...
Yeah, right. That's right. It can be in clothing, too. I know.
I'm gonna have to go shopping on the way home.
Oh, that's a good excuse, right? Well, you know, there's a lot to the bedroom, and do we have time to list the five M's of what the bedroom are? And
we don't. We're down to 60 seconds.
You have
so what
to
I'm gonna
come
do
back.
Is one, okay. we're going to have them back, and number two is give everybody your website, and it's ronandlisa.com. They've written several books. The latest book is Just Green It, Simple Swaps to Save the Planet and Your Health. So that's ronandlisa.com. They've got a lot of the information we just discussed. They've got so much more on their website, and you're going to find out why everybody loves them so much. Ron, you've spoke a little too much. Next time, we're going to have you a little bit quieter, if you don't mind.
See? We predicted that.
I'm David Pollack with my co-host Lisa Davis, and you're listening to Beauty Inside Out on Radio MD. Stay tuned, stay beautiful, and stay well.